Praise the Lord. Message number 18. The title of the message: To be filled with the Holy Spirit. Part 6. Let's open our Bible to Book of Romans, chapter 12, and let us read from verses 3 to 8. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us, Lord. Father, we come to you this message. Give understanding and wisdom to each and everyone who listen, O God. And I pray, Lord, arrange it in the way that you want it to be. Use this message to encourage another to follow you and walk in your ways, and make clear understanding the importance of filling with the Holy Spirit, to have the spiritual gifts from you to enable us to serve you and serve one another with love and unity. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Master. Take the message and make it reach to those who are waiting to hear your word. We thank and praise you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You need to understand that according to the scripture, the work of the Holy Spirit can produce many gifts in the church. But there are surely certain times when the Holy Spirit produces certain gifts tailored and made for a particular situation. There are certain times people, they have certain spiritual gifts, but they are given another gift to fulfill certain need in the church, and sometimes there is overlapping with the gift. We have here mentioned the gift of prophecy, serving, teaching, exhorting, giving and sharing and governing and leading administration. Sometimes it is very clear that his or her ministry giving or his or her ministry exhorting, but sometimes there is mixed governing plus service mercy, sometimes it is prophecy and mixed with teaching. So the gift will be given to tailor the need of the church at that particular period of time. Also, as you grow in Christ, the Lord will gift you different gifts as you grow and do the service of God. When God called Peter, we know very well that he called him as evangelist. He called him that he will be a fisher of men. And later on, the Lord said to Peter, on you I will build up my church. And he was an apostle. And Later on after his resurrection, the Lord say to Peter, feed my sheep. And here the gift that the Lord given to him is pastoring. So the Lord will give us the gift. And that gift will be given to tell our certain need in the church. Nevertheless, every believer should become acquainted with the specific gift listed in the scripture. You must know what are the gifts that the scripture say. With Romans 12, as we have read, one sees some gifts of the Spirit that God gives to the body of Christ for the benefit of his people. We must know that the gift that we receive is not for us, not for you, for each and everyone in the church. Paul reminds the believer, and the Lord remind us today, to remind you and to remind me, not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to be. As we have read in verse 3, it says, for I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. And also Paul, he knows that just as this fleshly body are once in verse 4 with many members, so too is the body of Christ. In verse 4 say, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, in verse 5, being many are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. So every one of us is not, it is not the, we don't have the ownership for ourselves. But the ownership belongs to the body of Christ that God had placed us. That's where we found that the spiritual gift that we receive, it meant to be not for us, but for the church. We are just a steward of what we have received from the Lord. Sometimes we are tempted, but the Lord reminds us today to give ourselves fully to His service and to be a good contributor to the body of Christ. Just as each member of the fleshly body is designated and gifted for a specific function, so with the spiritual. Each believer has different gifts according to God's grace and purpose, and that gift should be used for the glory of God, for the benefit of each and everyone. The first one that mentioned in Romans chapter 12 is the gift of prophecy. Prophecy according to one's proportion of faith is the ability to speak God's word on God's behalf to the people of God. In other words, the one who prophesies speaks on behalf of God. Prophecy is not just the one stream of telling or foretelling the future. When we speak about prophecy, the people first they understand that somebody will tell them tomorrow what will happen, or after 1 week, how is the business will go on. That is not only about the prophecy. But there is also another stream of foretelling, speaking forth the words of God and the will of God for the benefit of the people. Both foretelling and forthtelling are part of the prophetic ministry and gifting that God gives to His people. Some people, they say, in fact, that we suggest that the gift of the Holy Spirit have ceased, or that the gift of prophecy has been funneled into the gift of preaching. That is not correct, and that is not what the Bible and especially the New Testament tell us. The gift of prophecy still functioning, and those who say that it is now integrated into only preaching, that's not correct. So it is there. It can be foretelling, tell about the future, but more likely it is forthtelling, and speaking the will and the word of God for you and for us and for each and everyone at the present time, to declare the will and the purpose of God and the plan of God for the believer, is the foretelling aspect of the word of a prophecy that God gave to His church to declare to the people. Preaching has its own arena and its own gift and calling, but the prophecy seems to be something that occurs in a manner different from a preaching. So there's a preaching, is one gift. Prophecy is another gift. Although one might define the two as different, it would seem quite obvious that the prophetic can occur in the middle of a preaching. Somebody is preaching, and while he's preaching, then prophecy is going on. Then while he's preaching and teaching, then he declaring the will of God to the people. Sometimes he is not aware of the people's problems, but as he speaks the word, the part of the word that God gave him, part of it is a prophecy, either for the future or telling the people the will of God for them today. So here we must state clearly that the gift of prophecy is still functioning in the church today. But we must know that it's not only about the future. It is less about the future, more about what God's for you, God's will for you today. The next gift that we're going to speak is the gift of serving. The gift of serving. He called here ministry. Let us wait on our ministry. The word serving can also mean ministering or helping. So when we say that somebody is ministering, is somebody who is helping, who is serving. It comes from the same root word as deacon, literally meaning to wait on the table or to serve someone else. Spiritually, this gift would be the ability to give assistance or aid in any way that offers strength and encouragement to others. The gift of ministering or helping is serving the one body of Christ, that the body that need today. The church need this ministry today. There are some ministry that are obvious and we can call it showy gifts, because it have its place in the church, like somebody who preach or teach, it take more attention. But the body of Christ would not long survive without this marvelous gift of ministering or serving or helping. Those who minister are those who help. Those who serve. It is not only ministering or serving, include preaching, but to give an aid and support and counseling and advice and encouragement to those who are in need of it. The next gift is teaching. It's the ability to analyze and to interpret God's truth, and the ability to communicate that truth clearly. Teacher, those who have gift of teaching, they are able to grasp the truth out of the scripture, and they can clearly communicate it to the people, to the congregation. What God meant by that scripture is this and this. They have the gift of extracting the truth, and they have the gift to communicate it to the church. This important gift needs to be more recognized in the church. There must be teachers, there must be people who are who are equipped with the gift of teaching, to teach correctly and precisely to the church. Not everyone should teach, because those who teach, they will be judged more. The spiritual gift of teaching does not necessarily come upon the career professor or career teacher, although it may, but the focus here is a gift for the body of Christ to minister to the member of the spiritual body, and that's his church. No, this is the gift, not that those who are highly qualified in the secular area, they will be a teacher. No, but those who have received the gift of teaching from the Lord, they can easily take out the truth from the scripture, and you can communicate it clearly and precisely to the church. The next gift is exhorting. This is a spiritual gift, translate into the ability to move people to action by the authority of God's word or the truth that derives from his word. The exhorter, they use the word of God to motivate, to mobilize. While we are preaching, we are exhorting to motivate, to mobilize the people using God's word and God's truth to encourage them to go on and serving God. What I am doing now is mobilizing you forward to be filled with the Spirit in order to function for the glory of God. It seems quite clear that this gift must be connected with speech, and it works like a person who encourages another forward, as I mentioned today. Now, as I am speaking the message, I am encouraging you forward. The word encouragement is another beautiful way to translate this gift. So encouragement or exhortation or exhorting is the right translation to motivate the people to go on and serving God. The other gift is giving or sharing. If one is blessed with this gift, let it be done generously, as the word of God said. It is important to have this gift in the church, in the congregation, to have a spiritually mature people with this gift. Those who never get upset when things come speaking about giving of material things, money, or other things in order to support the work of God. Many people, when we speak about giving, tithing, offering, contributing apart from gifts to certain ministry or mission, certain people, they find joy to give, and that is because they have the gift of giving and sharing. Now, you may say that, okay, I don't have the gift of sharing or giving, so I don't need to bring my tithes or my offering. No, you need to do that. What meant here by giving and sharing is not that you bring your tithes. That is the basic requirement to every believer, to tithe his income for your benefit and to give offering to God to show your faithfulness. But here giving and sharing is more than that. You still have the joy to give cheerfully. That is the gift of God. You have already brought your tithes, your offering, but there is another need now. It needs to be fulfilled. You contribute more to that other need. The next gift is governing or leading or administrating. This gift is the ability to lead others and to manage the affairs of the church, and it should be done diligently. Those who administer and lead the church, and they put up the organization, and they put the government of the church, because they have this gift from the Lord. A related passage concerning this gift is given in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 17, where elders are described as those who can manage the affairs of the church well, taking care of the spiritual and the financial business of the church. Let's read 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Those elders who take affair of the church, who take care of the affair of the church, to manage the church, to rule the church here with kindness and with wisdom and right steps at the right time, those they consider to be worthy of double honor. This were those who are gifted by God to govern, to lead, to administer. The next big gift is showing mercy. To show mercy. Showing mercy is the ability to walk joyfully with those whom the majority ignores. This would be those who are today in nursing homes, hospitals, asylums, prisons, even the shut-ins and the handicapped individual who dwell in loneliness. This needs mercy and cheerful ministry for the body of Christ. People, they want to do most of the time well-known ministry, everyone know about them, but they are ministry that no one will know about you. You go and visit somebody in a prison, you go and take care of someone who's sick, you cook for him, you change his clothes, you help him to go bathroom, or you help someone who is having a certain problem and he is isolated, he is away from his family, from his lovely one, and God called you to take care of that person. To show mercy, this is another important ministry. Prison visitation, hospitals visitation, old age houses visitation, people are handicapped, they cannot move or go to church, and you go regularly to them, and that will be their church. Your visit to them is very important. We need to be careful. As the Holy Spirit give us gift, the gift of the Holy Spirit is not only to prophesy or to preach or to lead the church, but it could be showing mercy to certain people that God put you in, or God put beside you, or it could be giving, or could be ministering, different kind of gifts. As we hear the message, let us kneel down and pray, trusting the Lord, that as we pray, His will for us will be fulfilled, and God will give to us the spiritual gifts that we need to save, and that our churches and our congregation need to function well for the glory of God. Lord, I thank you for all that you have done in our life. Kneel down and thank the Lord and commit your ways to God to receive from Him. Tell Him, Lord, I commit my life and my way and my purpose unto you, Lord. I trust you, God, that you will be, Lord, the one to Uphold me with your grace and mercy, and you will be the one to give me the gifts that I need to serve you for your glory. Lord, give me the character and attitude of sharing and giving with love, with a responsible attitude to share what you give me to your church, your body, to my brothers and to my sister. I thank you for your great love and your great plan to me. Lord, I pray for each and everyone who commit his life and ways into your hand. You bless and reward and use him mightily for your glory. I pray for the message, take it and let it be an encouragement and motivation and mobilizing of your church to go forward to do thy will. We thank you and we praise you. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, O God. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In Christ's name. Amen.